Hey there, welcome to the Real Barman Podcast. This episode first aired as a video on my YouTube channel. As always, any links mentioned in the episode will be listed in the show notes. Enjoy. Today, I'm going to show you how to create the perfect employee schedule for your bar and restaurant, and we're going to start now. Hey there, Dave Allred, the Real Barman here from barpatrol.net. If this is your first time here, make sure to subscribe and hit that little bell so you and I can be as close as a litter of newborn puppies, right? Have you seen that? They lie and crawl on top of each other like a little pile of warm potatoes. That could be us, boo. Okay, I'm excited to be here today. It's almost football season, which makes me as giddy as a virgin going to prom. It's also almost time for fantasy football, and this year I have the number one pick, and I am going with Andy Lee, punter for the Arizona Cardinals. Don't judge. It's a secret strategy. Okay, let's get to it. Let's talk about scheduling, which is a pain in the ass for any manager to have to do this, or as we call them, low bitch on the totem pole, because it's a crappy job, so we always gave it to the newest or lowest seated manager on staff. So, if you are that new manager, I'm here to make your life easier. Today, I'm going to give you the 7 steps to creating an awesome employee schedule. All right, let's dive right in. Step 1, be the boss. That means you don't allow your employees to make your life a living hell, trying to get shifts covered or calling in at the last second. Don't allow them to call you or text you on the phone about shift changes. All right, they have a chance to make a request before the schedule comes out. If they don't make that request, too late once the schedule comes out. At that point, they need to get their shifts covered. And if they don't, they need to come in. And if they don't come in, it's a write-up, okay? Don't be soft about this or they will take advantage of you. It's not your job to rearrange your life for them, okay? That's why we put systems in place. That's what I teach in the Restaurant Management Mastery course. We put systems in place so everyone knows what to expect and everything's in order, all right? And then it's your job to enforce those systems and policies. Step 2, use a scheduling app. I can't tell you how important this is. I know you're sick and tired of being sold an app or technology for every area of your life, but this is very important for running an efficient business. If I had 2 apps to pick for running a bar and restaurant, it would be 1, inventory management, and 2, scheduling. We use 7 shifts at our place, and everyone loves it. The managers, the employees, everyone. All right, you can easily create scheduling, ask for time off, you can message people. In addition, it has more robust features like figuring your labor costs, it integrates directly to your POS system, and you can sign up and try it for free for 2 weeks. No credit card needed. All right. In fact, if you click on the link below this video, it will take you directly to the 7 shifts page where you can try it for free. And you can use it for free forever if you want, just for scheduling. And then if you want the better stuff, you can upgrade. It's totally up to you. Just click on the link below the video. It's totally awesome. Step 3, schedule out as far as you can. All right. Ideally, you would do the schedule block for the entire month. That way, you don't have to do it 12 times per year. But I know at some places, it's just not possible for a variety of reasons. So I recommend at least 2-week blocks. You know, doing it on a weekly basis is very tedious. So try to sit down less often and do bigger blocks so you can keep your sanity. Step 4, shift changes must be approved. And there's a couple reasons for this. First of all, if you don't have a system for your shift changes, you're going to get the whole he said, she said thing going on. All right, she said she'd work my shift. No, I didn't, you lying dirtbag. Okay, and that's another great reason to have something like 7 shifts, because an employee can put a shift up for grabs and another employee can just go grab it right from their phone. Okay, so Emily puts up a shift, Dexter goes and grabs it. All right, and then you as a manager can get on your phone and either decline it or approve it right there. Which brings us to reason number 2, why your approval is so important, is because you can't have your bench players subbing in for your rock stars. All right, in other words, Heather needs Saturday night off because there's this bitchin' party she got invited to, and Drake's gonna be there, so of course she needs to be there. So she requests Saturday night off, and now here comes Joe Slow, and he's all excited because he only has Monday and Wednesday lunch shifts, so now here's a real chance to make some money. Wrong. Denied. You can't have your bench players subbing in for your rock stars, or customer service is gonna suck, and it affects the business. So sorry, Heather and Drake. And Joe Slow. No soup for you. Step number 5, overstaff before you understaff. Yes, we need to watch labor costs. That's very important, but not to the detriment of the customer service. All right, servers and bartenders in the weeds means bad service is happening. Plus, we all know that in the bar and restaurant industry, how often that bartenders and servers call in hungover, which they call sick. so you need to make sure you have enough employees on. Once you see it slow, you can start cutting servers and bartenders, bussers, etc., etc. And I know what you're thinking, but then they're going to bitch that they don't make any money if I send them home early, which could be a concern, but we all know that when it's slow, once the servers get there, someone wants to go home. They don't want to grind it out. If there's more than one person who wants to go home, whoever's on first gets priority to stay or go. Step 6, use a planner for schedule requests. All right, we have this little black book at our place. We call it the schedule request book, and it helps solve multiple requests off for the same day. So basically, an employee goes and grabs it. They can go to any date they want, months in advance if they want, and they write their name down. Anyone at the top gets first priority, and so on and so forth down the list. That way, we avoid catfights. Also, remind your staff that a request is exactly that. It's a request. You'll do your best to swing it and get the shift off, but if you can't, they're responsible for showing up. They can't just write their name down and disappear. With that said, do your very best to give every shift off they request, because they really will appreciate it and they'll want to do more for you, but it doesn't mean you'll always be able to. Which brings us to step number 7, be fair-ish. All right, like I mentioned earlier, you need your rockstar A-team players working the busiest shifts, but you can also sprinkle in the lesser talent or the new talent that still needs training into the smaller sections. That way, they feel, you know, a little pride for working the busier nights. They learn because it's a lot busier, and they get a chance to make a little bit more money. In other words, you have to try to make everyone happy, which means you have to try and make everyone money. All right, so put on the weaker talent with the top talent, and they'll get a lot better for it as well. In addition, try to put your top talent on one lunch shift per week, which is going to show that one, you're being fair, and two, you actually might get busier during lunch because the top talent's there. Win-win. And speaking of win-win, I hope this was a win-win situation, you and I hanging out. I appreciate you being here. I hope you got something out of it. If you have any questions or comments, make sure to put it in the box down below. I'm going to see you next time. I hope you have a great week. I'm out. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I would be very grateful to have your positive rating and review at the same location you downloaded it. If you have any questions or comments, connect with me at my YouTube channel, Dave Allred, The Real Barman, or on one of my websites, barpatrol.net for inventory management, orderpatrol.net for mobile ordering, or my main site, therealbarman.com. Thanks for being here. I will see you next time.